How many of us walk through life stumbling, fumbling, not feeling like we are walking in the power that God gave you? Faith is something that needs to be supplemented by having leaders to guide us through our struggles in life, to help us walk through some of the questions, like, do we know who we are, or are we struggling with an identity crisis? Do we have low self-esteem, or are we waking up like champions? And are you struggling today trying to figure out how to make that marriage work, that job work? Are you trying to figure out, why am I here? What has God called me to do? Do you feel like your life isn't worth living and you're just struggling through with feelings of hopelessness and discouragement and bewilderment? Well, you know what? That isn't walking in the power of Christ. That isn't what God's called you to and called you to do. And today's amazing couple, my guests, are going to help you discover the master key to the kingdom. And I know that when you listen to Anthony and Kim Ladson, your life is going to see what it needs to see, and that is that there is hope, there is purpose, there is promise, and you're going to find it here right on today's program. I'm Damon Davis. This is One on One. Well, we're so excited, and I welcome you right back into the show. Today's guests are teachers and authors, Dr. Anthony Ladson and his wife, Kim Ladson. They are here to help us walk through how to discover the master key to the kingdom. Anthony, Kim, welcome to One on One.
We are so excited to be here,
Damon.
Thank you for having us.
It's an awesome honor for me to have you, because let me tell you something. People are trying to figure it out.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's why he gives us leaders, men and women like yourself, mm-hmm. who have walked this journey of life.
Yes.
To be that audible voice for us, to help guide us through our stuff. So let's answer some questions today. I want to walk through your book,
yes,
which is titled Master Key to the Kingdom. And before we get into this, give me and the viewer just a little snapshot of who you are.
Okay.
And why God called you to this thing that you do.
We're like everyone else. Right. And we reached a point too. We want more, yeah. You know. We want to help in our marriage, in our finances. Oh, yeah. And so we were seeking these same answers. God, how can we get to the more?
Yeah.
But we realized, you know what? The more is all in His promises.
Yeah, amen.
We have it.
That's
He
right.
said it. He wrote it. It's in the book.
Yeah.
But how can we tap into it?
Wow.
And our mission is, hey, we don't want to keep this for ourselves. God never gives us something for us.
That's
Let
true.
Me show others. How can you tap into the promises? How can you tap into that joy?
Amen.
How can you tap into that peace?
Yes.
And He writes about it in the book.
So you're a team.
Yes.
And Dr. Anthony, what do y'all do?
Well, we're speakers, we're trainers, we're coaches, and we coach on leadership. But we come to realize that in leadership, you need to understand who you are in Christ.
Yeah.
Because that's our niche, that once we help people understand who they are in Christ, everything opens up for them.
Amen.
The master key is, once you find out who Jesus is, He'll let you know who you are.
Wow.
Once He lets you know who you are, you can run with it.
That's good.
Because if you don't know who you are, every winning doctrine will tell you to go this way, to go that way. Follow this person, follow that person. But once Jesus tells you who you are, or who you really are, you will have the opportunity to live that life that He created for you.
That is good. The world really does struggle then with an identity crisis. Mm-hmm. We don't really know who we are. We have taken on what the world says we are, or we have become defined by the job, the occupation, the career path, some people around us who have an opinion that isn't as important as what God's opinion is about who we are. And Kim, you're saying that the promises of God tell us what we are entitled to.
Yes, yeah.
They're in the Word?
They're in the Word.
Give me some of them.
They're in the Word. Well, listen, we're sons and daughters of Christ.
Mm.
We're chosen, the Bible says. We're a royal priesthood.
Yes.
And sometimes, Damon, even in our own home growing up, we have heard contrary to those things.
Yeah.
So coming to Christ and believing, it's sometimes difficult to receive that. But God says, listen, to whosoever believe, I've given you power to become sons and daughters.
Yeah.
And with that power of being a daughter or a son, there's some promises that we're supposed to have.
Yeah,
there's a life that we're supposed to have. Christ says, I come mm-hmm. that we may have life, and not just life.
Abundant life.
He said life more abundantly.
Dr. Ladson, you wrote the book for a reason.
Yes.
What did God tell you that the book was going to do?
God told me to write this book because I had the question that I believe every believer have in his life. Who am I and why am I here? And I prayed that many, many times. But when he finally answered me, it caused me to sit back and think. Because when he answered me, he said, I want you to remind some and to reveal to others who they are and what they have in Christ so they can live a life worth living instead of living a life of survival.
Wow.
Because I come across a lot of believers, when you ask them the question, well, who are you in Christ? Well, I'm just saved going to heaven. That's not it.
Right.
But that's all they look forward to. But when God gave me the revelation of who you are in Christ and what you have in Christ, it opens up a whole gamut of promises that God has for you that if you don't know it, you're just going to let it walk past you.
Yeah.
But if you knew it, then you forgot about it, I can remind you. That's when you remind some of the promises and reveal to others the promises they don't know that are there.
Wow.
They'll say, wow, I never saw it. You ever had somebody say, I never saw it in the Bible. I never saw it that way.
All the time.
All the time.
All the
but
time.
But if God give you a revelation of it and you speak that word,
yes.
The words that he speak are spirit and life. And you speak that word to that person, it hits them in their spirit.
Yeah.
And they say, wow, I didn't know I can do all things. I thought I was limited by what my mama said or what my grandmother said. My grandmother said I can walk up the rough side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
My Bible tells me that I could speak to the mountain and the mountain be removed.
Exactly.
The mountain have to move. I don't have to say, well, I hope it move, but you got to, in the name of Jesus, move out the way.
That's power.
That's power. That's
walking
dominion.
In the power that God has given us.
Yes. Once God told me who I am, it was flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, well, what am I supposed to do with, you know, the information that you told me to study?
Because
mm-hmm. I was going to write a book. And he said, remind some, reveal to others who they are and what they have in Christ. Okay, how do I do that?
That's a he good
said,
question.
Yeah, you have to ask questions. So I said, okay, how do I do that? He said, write a book.
Wow.
And writing the book, the Holy Spirit wrote the book, but it's through my experiences and through my studies. Because you see, a lot of people say, well, God told me to do it, but I don't know how to do it. God will show you how to do a thing by what you have already done.
Wow.
And the things you've already gone through, you're going through to qualify your position
mm-hmm.
that he created you to live in.
Dr. Ladson, Kim, how do we cooperate mm-hmm. with him? Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. I get it today. I'm going to get the book, mm-hmm. first of all, because I need to understand who Christ is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I need to understand who I am through that.
Mm-hmm.
I need to discover how to give it to him and let it go.
Yes.
But then what? Mm-hmm. On this process that you walk us through,
mm-hmm.
the life coaches that you are.
Yes.
How do I get into true cooperation with the King to live the life you describe?
I would say surrender. And when I say surrender, surrender to the process. Surrender one is saying, okay, I'm going to say yes. First, yes to Christ. Let me invite him in, and I am in him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I now have to say what he says and see what he sees.
Mm.
Say what Christ says. What does he Amen. Say in the book? He says, I'm healed. So I may be facing sickness, but I have to say healing.
Amen.
That's the process.
Yes.
Because all things works together for mm-hmm. our good.
Mm-hmm.
But many of us, we are going through the process, but we're not saying what he says.
That's right.
We're not saying, okay, I see sick. I'm experiencing sickness, but I'm going to say healing.
It's good.
Not only will I say healing, but I will see healing.
Mm-hmm.
I will see myself healed.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says faith come by what? By
hearing.
And by hearing the word of God.
Yes.
So as more as we hear it and we say it, we increase our own faith.
Oh, that's good.
And it's day by day.
Yeah.
And we build ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
God has to move. God says, listen, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not.
That's
God
right.
stands on his word.
And yet we don't.
Yet we don't.
And so the lesson is, you've got to learn how to stand on that word.
Absolutely.
Which is surrendering, I'm listening to
Absolutely.
You, surrendering to what his word says.
Absolutely.
Rather than what the world tells us.
Absolutely.
Or, Kim, can I say it this way?
Mm-hmm.
Or rather leaning on what we see.
There you go.
Am I getting it?
You got it. You got it. You got it. Yeah, what we see in the natural. I mean, I don't know about you. We talked about our children coming on, right? There's certain things, even with my child, I don't care what I'm seeing. I say the word. I speak the word over her life.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's a parent out there today. Maybe you're listening to us, but you're going through some real struggles. Maybe with your children, maybe in your body, maybe in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, listen, I hear what you guys are saying, but how can I get there? Can I invite you? Can I say what the word says?
Yeah.
Amen.
Even now, wherever you are, if you will declare healing in the midst of your sickness, and not just today, but every day, and even chaos in your family, if you will decree peace in your home, not just today, but every day, if you will decree abundance in the midst of your lack, your life will begin to change. The Bible says, speak those things that are not as though they are, and they will become.
My God.
Yes.
Girl, you can preach.
it's the word.
Brother, you can't have any problems. Because if you're living around this, my Lord, is that what y'all are trying to do? Is that what the book's all about?
The book is about building the person up. Because a lot of people, they're struggling. And I've come across a lot of believers, not regular people, just believers, have an identity crisis.
Yeah.
They don't realize that they are a child of the King. Mm-hmm. They don't realize they have better promises. Living in the Old Testament, I got to pray and hopefully it'll work out. No, you have better promises. You have promises that are yay and amen. Mm-hmm. If you pray for healing, like my wife said, you are healed. You just have to believe.
Got it.
You're praying for finances. God has a cattle on 1,000 hills. Okay, fine. But you have better promises. And since you're a child of the King, you have to access that promise. And if you don't know you have it, you just won't experience it.
Well, you're talking about a way of life.
Yes.
A way of living that we've been taught, but we don't walk in.
Yes, yes.
Dr. Ladson, why is that?
There's a lack of knowledge. If you don't know you have something, you will never experience it. And if you don't know you have access to it, you can't access it. Like if I tell you, I'm Damon, I have an account with $1 million in it.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it. You'll be excited. I'll be excited, right?
I would too.
But if you don't know which bank to go to, you'll just be like, oh, I got $1 million in the bank. I got $1 million in the bank. How do you access it?
And if I don't know that I have a right to access it.
Yes.
Am I getting you?
Yes.
And if you don't know you have a right to access it, you will just say, oh, well, I have it in the bank. I don't know how to access it. I don't have a right. Maybe he'll drop it in my lap one day. One day is not on the calendar. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I never heard of one day.
Mm.
So once you know you have access to it, you have to find out how to get to it.
My God.
Now, if you say, well, I got money in the bank. Which bank? I don't know. What's the account number? I don't know. How do I withdraw the money? I don't know. It's in the book.
It's in the book.
You're going to withdraw it with God's word. That's the access key.
It's the key.
Yeah.
It's the key. The master key opens up every lock.
Mm.
So if you have access to a bank account that's locked in a vault, you still need a key, even if it's a
combination.
Even if it's a combination lock, there's still a master key for a combination lock.
Of course.
So once you get the master key, you can access any door that's closed to you.
Have you ever felt as though something is missing from your life? Each day, it seems like you're going through the motions, but don't experience the fulfillment and joy you know God wants for you. No matter how hard you try, you just don't feel complete. Deep down, you know there's more, and maybe things could be different if only you had the key to better health, wealth, and happiness. In this breakthrough book, Master Key to the Kingdom, Dr. Anthony Ladson shows you how to unlock the power that God has given you and use it to experience dominion and authority over whatever situation you face. In addition to the book, We will also send you a special DVD teaching that dives even deeper, showing you how to tap into the possibilities that God has in store for you. With the Master Key to the Kingdom book and DVD, you will get to know who you truly are in Christ, that He designed you and created you before the foundation of the world and has a purpose for your life. You can finally have the key to the believer's way of life. Don't accept a life less than the one God planned for you. If you've been stressing over your bills every month, struggling with your weight or other health problems, if you've been searching for your perfect mate but keep coming up short, this powerful book and teaching will show you exactly what you need to know now to receive the abundance and fulfillment you deserve. In this exclusive one-on-one offer, you will also get Damon's uncut interview with Dr. Anthony and Kim Ladson. Plus, as an added bonus, if you call or go online right now, Damon will also give you this special Promise Key necklace. Wear it every day to remind you who you are in Christ and that you have the key to the kingdom. You will also receive the leather-bound one-on-one promise journal that you can use daily to write down and meditate on the promises of God. This entire bundle, including the power-packed Master Key to the Kingdom book and DVD set, the uncut interview, this beautiful Promise Key necklace, and the leather-bound one-on-one promise journal can be yours, all for your one-time gift of only $40 or more. And when you sow the seed, you are releasing God's full potential for good in your life. You owe it to yourself to have the Master Key to the Kingdom and all that comes with it. It's time to unlock the power of God in your life. So don't wait. Pick up your phone or go online now.
There is a master key.
There is a master key.
You're talking about.
Yes.
That doesn't just open that vault.
It opens all the vaults. Yes, yes.
I'm getting you now.
Yes, yes.
Am I getting it?
Yes.
Are you getting it?
My God.
My God is right.
Mm. Yes.
Because that's all we got at the end of the day. It's my God.
Yes.
When we're so low that we can't see anywhere but up. When we are so down, there's nowhere to go but up.
Yes.
When we have come to the end of ourselves,
which
is where He needs us sometimes.
Yes, yes.
Is when we are going to grab hold to the key that unlocks everything.
Absolutely. Yes.
And you're saying it's as simple as knowing who we are in Christ.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you bearing witness to this?
Yes.
I bear witness, absolutely. And for me, one of the things, Damien, is that I change from I can't mentality to a I can mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Because if I was to be honest, there were many things that I felt that I wanted, the more that we want, the finances that we want to change.
Sure.
But sometimes we don't think we can have it.
Right.
Even in church, I'm preaching still. I was saying, I don't know if I can do this.
But you were preaching it.
I was preaching
it. You were declaring with your mouth.
I was declaring, this is confession, yes. right? I was declaring with my mouth. But there still was a greater level that God had for me. But I couldn't see it for myself.
Wow.
Because, you know, we say, I can't. I don't have enough money. I don't have the connection. Whatever it is, there's something that God's pulling at you. There's something that God, He wants to take you to that next level. And maybe you, like me, say, I can't. I can't. I don't have this. I can't. I have, you know, four children, five. I can't. I have to. When I became into this master key, when I came into the revelation of who God is and who I am, I change from I can't to I can.
Wow.
You who are watching, I don't know where you are today. We don't know where you are. But what I will say is, there may be something that you're saying you can't. When you connect and tapped into this revelation, this master key of the kingdom, you'll change from I can to I can.
Wow, praise God.
Amen.
I just have to tell you both how much I appreciate your sacrificial seed that you sow into the lives of people every single day. And, you know, the Word of God does not return void. What's that mean? It means that when you get God's Word in you, something's going to happen.
Yes.
Now, we can keep doing what we're doing and thinking like we're thinking and speaking like we're speaking, and guess what? That got us, some of us, where we are. And some of where we are has happened to us.
Yes.
But you know what? Regardless of whether we did it to ourselves or the world put us where we are, when we discover who God is and the life He decreed for you to live, He designed for you to live, and at the moment that you begin speaking that way and thinking that way, and when your mind and your mouth line up with what God says about who you are, only then will everything that you're wanting to see happen, wanting to see change, actually change.
Yes.
And it's a process. What's that mean? It means we got to take a step. And step one, from me, my mouth to your ears, praise God, is to say, get your hand on some information that's going to make a difference. Get your hands on the master key of understanding that is going to unlock the doors, unlock the gate to the biggest vault that God has stocked up some stuff for you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm tired of looking in the mirror, and the person staring back at me is not who God sees. Mm. And that means that I'm going to have to see who I am differently.
Absolutely.
Yes. Amen?
Amen.
And that means I'm going to have to understand who God says I am.
Absolutely.
And who He sees me to be.
Absolutely.
And so I encourage you to get your hands on this book. Yeah. I got off track, but I got excited.
That's okay.
And I'm just going to read this, and then we're going to go to the break where the announcer can tell you what you can do. We got an amazing bundle of resources that you've put together. You have done some teaching in our studio.
Yes.
You have. Oh, boy. Yeah. So you're going to get a book, and you're going to get some amazing teaching from these amazing coaches that have been called by God to help you get out of where you are and on the track to where God wants you to be. Let me read this to you. God designed you. He created a plan for you even before the foundation of the world. That means long before you and I came along. That means in the womb, the Bible says He knew who you were. And it's not what you may see today. Now here it is. I love this. It's up to you. That's us.
Yes.
That's
yes.
you. To find out what that plan is and what your purpose on earth is. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Announcer's coming. Going to tell you how to get your hand on an amazing bundle. We'll be right back. Don't miss this. See you in a moment.
Have you ever felt as though something is missing from your life? Each day, it seems like you're going through the motions, but don't experience the fulfillment and joy you know God wants for you. No matter how hard you try, you just don't feel complete. Deep down, you know there's more, and maybe things could be different if only you had the key to better health, wealth, and happiness. In this breakthrough book, Master Key to the Kingdom, Dr. Anthony Ladson shows you how to unlock the power that God has given you and use it to experience dominion and authority over whatever situation you face. In addition to the book, we will also send you a special DVD teaching that dives even deeper, showing you how to tap into the possibilities that God has in store for you. With the Master Key to the Kingdom book and DVD, you will get to know who you truly are in Christ, that He designed you and created you before the foundation of the world and has a purpose for your life. You can finally have the key to the believer's way of life. Don't accept a life less than the one God planned for you. If you've been stressing over your bills every month, struggling with your weight or other health problems, if you've been searching for your perfect mate but keep coming up short, this powerful book and teaching will show you exactly what you need to know now to receive the abundance and fulfillment you deserve. In this exclusive one-on-one offer, you will also get Damon's uncut interview with Dr. Anthony and Kim Ladson. What you saw today is only a small portion of the wealth of information this dynamic couple has for you. Plus, as an added bonus, if you call or go online right now, Damon will also give you this special Promise Key necklace. Wear it every day to remind you who you are in Christ and that you have the key to the kingdom. You will also receive the leather-bound one-on-one promise journal that you can use daily to write down and meditate on the promises of God. This entire bundle, including the power-packed Master Key to the Kingdom book and DVD set, the uncut interview, this beautiful Promise Key necklace, and the leather-bound one-on-one promise journal can be yours, all for your one-time gift of only $40 or more. Know that your gift today is a seed sown into good ground that will make it possible for the gospel to be shared with millions of people. And when you sow the seed, you are releasing God's full potential for good in your life. You owe it to yourself to have the master key to the kingdom and all that comes with it. It's time to unlock the power of God in your life. So don't wait. Pick up your phone or go online now.
Dr. Anthony,
yes.
Bless you so very much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And may God continue to bless you on your journey.
Thank you.
If the people watching want to get a hold of you, because I heard you say our clients, so maybe there's some pastors, business leaders, individuals that want to connect with you to be guided and coached, where will they go? What's the website?
The website is www.theladsongroupllc.com.
www.theladsongroupllc.com. It's right there now. .com. Well, I just want to thank you again for tuning in to today's program. And I'm going to say this to you. If you are in that tough place, okay, where maybe you're smack dab in the middle of some stuff, finances, relationship, our health, then I want to just encourage you. As believers, or maybe you know someone who's, by the way, there, okay? As believers, it is impossible to say that we trust in the Most High King who has a plan and a purpose for our life. It is impossible to say that. And yet walk through life defeated. And so sometimes we need a little help. Sometimes we got to understand the what to do, the how to do, the when to do, to get us out of where we are onto the path that is a process that is going to lead us to the destiny that He has in store for you. And I have been there. I have been in some challenging places in my life where I needed a little help. And you might be there now, or someone that you know. And so I just want to encourage you. Take the first step towards the greatest days of your life by getting your hands on the master key to the big vault that God has stored up some stuff for you.
You owe it to yourself to have the master key to the kingdom and all that comes with it. It's time to unlock the power of God in your life. So don't wait. Pick up your phone or go online now.
Well, may God bless you.
Thank you, Damien. A pleasure.
It's an honor.
I'm excited.
Thank you, sir. I'm excited that we had this opportunity. We had church up in here.
Yes, we did. We did have church. I hope you were blessed, and I encourage you to take that one step now into the greatest days of your life. I'm Damon Davis. This has been One-on-One. See you again next time.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.